好，所以我们看这一段文字的最后两句是，就是他自有，或者是说他绝对的那一个，就是对于耶和华这个名字，他真正的意思。
Okay, so just to read that last sentence again, God has self-existence, which is eternal and immutable, and the sacred name, that's Jehovah, we call it sacred, very holy, portrayed this principle.
所以我们看一下这一段的第二行中间说神呢他的存在是他自有而且是永远 的存在而且是永不变的存在。而这个很神圣的名字呢就是代表了展现他的这样子的一个标准吧他的一个原则好而且呢这个耶和华这个字的字根呢在英文里面来说它就是代表的自己的存在以及绝对的那一个
Hopefully that gives you a better understanding into the deeper meaning or the nuances of this name Jehovah
所以这就是他的耶和华这个名字相关的所有的概念。
Now we can go back to Exodus 3:15.
好，那我们再回来看一下出埃及记三章十五节。
Again, this is where Moses is being told how to introduce Jehovah to the people of Israel.
这边呢，主要是在告诉大家，就是神呢告诉摩西要如何来介绍耶和华给这个埃及的人。
So God said to Moses, You shall say unto the children of Israel, the Lord, so we have the name Jehovah, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
好，所以呢，神对摩西说呢，你必要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们中的神就是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神打发我到你们这里来
So you can see the importance of this. This is the first time that Jehovah is explaining his name and he's putting it together with the fact that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
所以这个呢是在我们所了解的这个圣经里面第一次神对人就是摩西介绍他自己应该被怎么被介绍他的名字该被怎么称呼所以他称呼他自己是亚伯拉罕以撒跟雅各的神
Okay, and then he says This is my name meaning Jehovah This is my name forever And this is my memorial unto all generations or This is the way I shall be remembered for all generations
所以呢他说了耶和华是我的名直到永远这也是我的纪念直到万代
Now let's move on to the next part of this. It's interesting when you get down to, remember the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew. We're going to have a look at the same words here.
好，我们等一下要来看这个用希腊文去翻译希伯来文的圣经。
Okay, remember looking at the Greek translation of the Hebrew is very important because there's words in there. Where we can see the connection between what's happening in the New Testament. It helps to make a bridge, shall we say?
我们之前有讲过就是说当年呢希腊文去翻译希伯来文的旧约是一件非常重要的事情。因为新约是用希腊文写的嘛。所以如果把旧约翻成了希腊文了它就可以跟后来耶稣在谈论很多事情 的这个新约的部分呢可以做一个对照。
Now I've put it in the red here. This is where in the Hebrew we had the words Ehaya Asher Ehaya, I am who I am. And this is in the Greek.
It's in red?
Yeah, so the red bit is where God was saying I am who I am, or I am the absolute one.
好，所以你们看到的这一篇在荧幕上的东西有红色的部分呢，正是我们刚才在一直在讲耶和华的名字，就是我是那我是。这个现在红色的这边就是我是那我是，就是耶和华，但是是用的是希腊文写的。
Okay, and in the Greek they translate this as ego, and ego really means I, and then Amy means I am. So really they're saying I am the one who is. That's sort of what the Greek is saying.That's the best translation they could make in the Greek.
I am.
I. So you got the first word is just I. Ego means I.
Okay.
And then you got, even in English we have the word ego. Ego is like I am. And then Amy is actually saying I am again. So often when they're speaking they wouldn't say ego Amy, they just say Amy. Amy is less formal.
So there are so many I am.
Yeah, that's right.
How many?
But there's three actually. But they're trying to bring that whole concept out.
好，所以在这个希腊文它里面用了三种不同的方法来说我是，所以不管怎么样，还是我是我是我是。
Okay, but we have to remember that because when you get down into John 8:56 and 59, Jesus Christ is going to use this term.
好，到了约翰福音的八章五十六到五十九节呢。我们知道这时候已经是新约了哈，那所以呢，耶稣呢，他的称法是 I am， 就是我是。
He's going to make this statement, and it's going to get him into trouble.
而这个他用了这样的一个说法呢，其实造成他自己，耶稣自己，耶稣基督自己很大的麻烦。
Okay, now you can read this in John 8:56-59.
我们可以等一下看一下约翰福音八章五十六到五十九节。
Okay, but what we'll do is, if I do the English, then you can just translate as we're doing it. It's not that difficult to translate, I think. Okay, so Jesus was saying to the people there, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
好，这边呢，约翰福音八章五十六到五十九节说呢，耶稣基督他讲的哈，他说你的父亲亚伯拉罕非常开心来看到My day.
The coming of the Messiah. See, Abraham rejoiced even from the time he believed. He knew that Jesus Christ, he knew that the Savior was going to come.
So it's like my coming day.
Yeah, to see my coming day.
好，所以这边他说你的父亲亚伯拉罕非常高兴看到我来的日子。
Abraham is rejoicing in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他的重点是应该是在讲到说亚伯拉罕呢会看到这个救世主来，等于是来提供了救恩。
Yeah, and he saw. Now this is he's seen by faith. He didn't see the physical arrival of Jesus Christ, but like we see things by faith, we can rejoice in the next coming of Jesus Christ, of course.So really, Abraham is rejoicing knowing that the Savior would come.
Yeah. 就是当然这个他的说法里面是讲的是说亚伯拉罕他会非常高兴耶稣基督的到来，因为他可以提供了救恩。那这个当然是所谓亚伯拉罕的看到是指他的信心带来看得到。
Yes, and he saw, so seeing by faith, and he was rejoicing, just like we see.
But he's in the heaven, so he see everything.
Well, but at that time he was in paradise, actually.And it wasn't until after Jesus went to the cross that Jesus went down and proclaimed.
So when he was in the paradise, he couldn't really see?
He didn't know. He didn't know at that point.
好，但是因为这个时候，亚伯拉罕他其实是在地底下的乐园，所以他其实是只能够说他的看见是指他以信心可以看见，他实际上他并不会知道。
Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old. Actually, about this time, Jesus is going to be, it's John chapter 8, about 32, I think. Yeah, because he'd be halfway through his ministry already. I would think so. He's older than 30, but not as old as 33.
然后你看到第二行的后半段，他说，而你呢，还不到50岁，你怎么会看过亚伯拉罕呢？
Jesus said to them,Truly, truly, Amen, Amen. I am telling the truth. I say to you, before Abraham came into being, so before even Abraham was born, I am. And he uses the word ego eimi.
耶稣说呢，真的真的，我告诉你呢，就是说在亚伯拉罕出生前呢，我就存在了。
And the King James Version actually writes that in capitalized letter, again, because they understand this is relating to the words Jehovah, the name Jehovah.
而这个现代詹姆斯国王版本里面的这个 I am 啊，是用的全部大写，所以它代表的是，就在谈的是耶稣基督。
So effectively he is saying, I am Jehovah, I am the Lord, your God of Israel.
所以他其实根本就是在耶稣基督就是说，我就是你们的主耶和华。
See, normally if people are just going to say I am, they would not say ego eimi. They could just say eimi. That suits the purpose fine. And he could be speaking Aramaic, actually, the local language. So really, we don't know in what language he was saying. But he brought out this concept of Jehovah. Maybe he even said the words Jehovah in the Hebrew.
好，你看到那个红色的字啊，最后他写 ego eimi。这个就是一个比较伟大的用法，因为他们如果是一般的希腊人说I am 的时候，只会讲到就我是的话，只会用到 Amy。 后面最后那个字，不会用到 ego Amy。 所以他其实这样一写出来，我们就知道耶稣基督他是在说他自己就是耶和华。
If he just used a normal I am, then they wouldn't be picking up stones to throw him. But they're claiming that he's been very blasphemous. Now, that's why it says in the next part of the verse, then they took up stones to throw at him.
而因为耶稣是用 ego Amy 说来讲说我是，好，是用那种神的位阶来讲的，所以呢，才会有那些人呢、啊、拿了石头打他。好砸他，认为他冒犯神。但如果他只是讲说 Amy 就只是用一般的我是的话，根本不会有人拿石头砸他的。
Okay, so just to finish off that, it says, then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went forth out of the temple, going through the midst of them. Somehow, like maybe angels were closing off the people's eyes so they couldn't see him, but he made a miraculous escape.
之后呢，那个他们拿石头砸了耶稣，耶稣呢，他就有一点像是好像突然不见了一样的，就跑到那个离开了那个会堂。
But he went right through the middle of them. So he's going through the midst of them. So he actually sort of walked out through them. But somehow, perhaps God the Father closed off their eyes or something, so that people couldn't actually see. They wanted to kill him. But it wasn't Jesus' time to die. Jesus had to die on the cross. He couldn't die by being stoned.
好，所以他这一段在讲的是，就是说耶稣很明显的是从他们中间那一群要拿石头砸他的人中间，哎，就走过去了。所以很有可能，那就是
managed to get away.
好，就是耶稣基督他那时候他们那些人要拿石头砸他的时候，很奇怪的是，就好像一个神迹一样哦，那些人就好像没砸到他，也没看到他。
And again, it wasn't Jesus' time to die.He had to live until the day of the Passover. But these people, they had murder lust. They wanted to, when they were picking up stones to throw at him, they had a legitimate reason, according to the Mosaic law, to do that.
所以这些人呢，其实是真的想要杀了耶稣，因为他们根据这个摩西的律法，哈，有人妄自称神，自己为神，那一定是可以把他砸的。但是耶稣还不到他要死的时候啊，所以他就会让他自己可以逃过这一个攻击。
Okay, now we're going to stop for another, say 5 minutes here, and then we can open up again to finish off.
好，休息五分钟。